You're listening to Tricks of the Trade. Great events don't just happen, and they don't have to break the budget. Find out how right now on Tricks of the Trade with Stephanie Chavez, sponsored by The Trade Group, premier event production for exhibits that draw a crowd. Have a successful event every time. Here's your host, Stephanie Chavez.
Hi, this is Stephanie Chavez, Director of Marketing at The Trade Group. And thank you for joining us today for Tricks of the Trade, which is we teach tips and tricks on how to have an awesome event every time. And today I have a guest with me, Claire Phillips, who works out of our headquarters in Carrollton, Texas. And she's been with The Trade Group for about 10 years. And so Claire wanted to just pick your brain today a little bit about purchasing versus rental. I think a lot of people don't know that you can rent an exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I've been here 10 years this month, which is
congratulations.
Crazy. I never thought I'd ever say that. But yes, I've been here for that long. And definitely, I feel like so often I've got clients who go back and forth wavering on rental versus purchase. And it sort of all kind of depends on your overall program and your goals for, you know, your specific trade shows.
So tell me, Claire, what do you think, what are the types of questions that you ask your clients when you try to steer them on the best decision for them, whether it be a purchase or a rental?
Typically, I feel like the most important questions are how many shows you go to a year and what sort of flexibility you're looking at in your configurations. So a client that typically is looking to purchase an exhibit has, you know, one set size. Like they're always in a 20 by 20 space. They don't need, you know, varying workstations or looking to change messaging. And typically those clients go to three or more shows a year.
Okay.
Rental clients maybe go to one 10 by 10, one 10 by 20, and two 20 by 20. So they need to be able to scale their design, or they're looking to focus on different markets.
So they can easily change out their messaging each time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like whether it be with graphics or even technology. That's something that I feel like is really big now. You know, people trying to incorporate monitors, trying to incorporate some of the, you know, new hot trends. And when you buy a big custom exhibit, it's not as easy to swap out those types of things show to show.
Right. Do the kits look, the rental kits that are available, do they look like they're rental? Or, I mean, what type of inventory is available for rental?
So I do feel like we've come a long way. I think typically rental was super cookie cutter looking. You could look at an exhibit on a show floor and you knew that for sure is a rental. You know, mm-hmm. They all kind of look the same. But I know working, you know, here at the Trade Group with the custom capabilities that we have and the scalability and modularity of our kind of base system, we are really able to make custom looking rentals where you are able to add shelving, add elements and counters that look substantial, look clad, not as, you know, basic rentals, you know, used to look.
Right.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
So sometimes people can combine, right? They can purchase and have their own assets of certain things like counters that they use all the time, but then just rent the actual exhibit portions and kind of mix and match. Is that a common thing?
Yeah. A lot of my clients will take certain elements that they purchase that they know they'll be using over the course of their trade show program. And then we alter it to incorporate things like larger structure, certain graphics.
So I know there are some clients that they, like you said, they go to just a few shows each year, but maybe there's one huge show that they really like to make a huge presence at, and they really want to blow it out of the water. So they'll rent that each year so that each year it's new and fresh and exciting. And so that's another reason.
Definitely. I feel like the flexibility of incorporating custom elements with new technology, with large graphics, having the ability to, you know, make a big splash for those big shows, you're able to pull in rental inventory, which is huge for those types of clients.
Right. And if you purchase an exhibit, then there's the cost of maintenance and storage. Tell me how that works with storage.
So we offer an exhibit management program at our office in Carrollton, which is great for our local clients. We will manage the entire program. So when your inventory is about to go out for a show, you're able to log on online, pick, you know, certain graphics, counters, you know, furniture, and kind of almost like an Amazon checkout. We pull all the inventory. We set it all up here in our office. You can come out and preview it. We send photos, video, whatever you need. You can stage any of your product on shelves or test your technology. We break it down, and then we ship it out. When it comes back at the end, we set it back up again, make sure there's no damage, and it goes back onto our shelves. Obviously, there's a cost associated with that.
Right.
And with rental, you avoid all of that kind of maintenance. We typically store a lot of our clients' rental graphics here at no cost, assuming awesome. They go to a fair amount of shows.
Great. That's a nice service. So what is the normal lifespan of an exhibit for those that do decide to purchase?
So depending on the number of shows, it can vary. But typically, I tell my clients 3 to 5 years is an average life expectancy of a trade show booth.
Just because of the wear and tear of shipping and whatnot?
Exactly. And custom exhibits typically don't last as long because of laminate chips and shipping.
Got it.
Issues like that.
Right. So if someone were to choose to rent, and looking at the financial aspects of it, how much cheaper is renting over purchasing?
So your initial rental is going to cost you a little bit more because you're purchasing your graphics and you're renting the hardware.
Okay.
But typically I will tell my clients the rental cost is between about 25 to 35% of the purchase price. So if you're going to 3 to 4 shows a year in the same configuration, I would say purchasing is probably your best option.
Sure. Okay. No, that makes sense.
I feel like a lot of my clients that come out to the showroom, the first question I ask them is how many shows you go to a year, mm-hmm. right? So if you're going to between 1 and 3 shows in a specific configuration, then, and you're not looking for a custom solution, you aren't looking to like one set design, then I try to steer my clients towards rental because there really are, you know, some major factors to your program. So flexibility in your size and design, whether or not you're super budget conscious, because like we talked about before, your rental cost is going to be a little bit less, you know, but it is giving you that flexibility once you've purchased your graphics. Or if you're looking for something like a really clean white exhibit, those white rental panels are a way that you can definitely keep your cost down, mm-hmm. Where it's not fully branded with all of your logos everywhere.
Hey guys, we're not done. We'll be right back after hearing from our great sponsors.
3, 2, 1. The only thing more contagious than the common cold is attitude. Infectious, disruptive attitudes can start with a simple comment taken out of context or the wrong conversation overheard by a customer. Attitude can do more damage than a North Texas spring storm, often with less warning. But there's good news. Attitude is easily detected and corrected when you master the attitude hack. I'm J. Lauren Norris, host of Leading Leaders Podcast, author of The Attitude Hack. I'm an independent certified leadership coach with the John Maxwell team, and I would love to bring the attitude hack training to your leadership team. If attitude is going to have a deep impact on your business and bottom line, make it a positive attitude with a positive impact. Visit jlaurennorris.com/attitudehack and let's get the conversation started today. jlaurennorris.com, attitude hack.
Profitable businesses depend on structure and messaging to engage a hungry market with exactly what they need. Your messages will improve. But if your website structure and processes don't make it easy for customers and clients to understand your value, you're missing out on new opportunities in analytics, reach, and ultimately sales. Does this sound like you? It's time for you to outsource your digital content management to 0 to 60 Marketing. Lots of content requires specialized organization to be effective. Complex, technical organization that's often missed or delayed while you serve your paying customers. The big problem with this approach is new customer opportunities are getting ignored. 0 to 60 Marketing discovers the holes and repairs the breach. 0 to 60 Marketing directs and manages content projects, pulling the pieces together to make new profitable processes possible. Call 920-257-4944. Outsource your digital marketing development. Your future will thank you. That's 920-257-4944 today.
And we're back. You're listening to Tricks of the Trade, sponsored by The Trade Group. Here's your host, Stephanie Chavez.
I know you have a client, so we're talking about renting versus purchasing, and mm-hmm. there's going to be, you know, reasons for both. So tell me about one of your clients. I happen to know G6 or the Motel 6 chain. They purchase. So what are some of the reasons you think that they've purchased, and how does their program look?
So their program, they go to about 2 shows a year. They have two different booth sizes, actually, that they exhibit in. And they change the look and feel of their standard motel rooms, like their franchise design. So their hotel rooms and motel rooms, every few years, they kind of unveil a new layout, floor plan, linens, you know, all of mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they, when they do make that change, they purchase a booth, and that booth encompasses that new brand look. So even though they only go to 2 shows, and one's a 20 by 20 and one's a 20 by 40, they always buy their exhibit because they know they're committing to that one.
That same set for the few years.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, with the certain interior or their certain, you know, brand standard mm-hmm. for that time, if you will. I'll tell you, I feel like a lot of times companies think of trade shows and they think of these big, enormous environments. And there's no reason why you can't have spot-on brand messaging in a tight turn for a smaller exhibit all the way up to a larger exhibit. Because we do manufacture everything here in-house in our Carrollton location, and we print everything here, we can do, you know, a pop-up in 5 to 7 days once we have art approval. There's no reason why you shouldn't – that shouldn't be a priority for you to have – brand messaging and even though you're trying to feel like you throw it together, there we have, you know, stuff on the shelf that we can pull and have inventory ready for you quickly.
And so as part of the services that you provide as a sales consultant, do you help the small guy or maybe someone who's never done a show before? Do you help them, you know, from the overall perspective to try to make their show successful, or do you just kind of do what they say? What is that relationship like?
Yeah, so I feel like that's part of the reason why I've been here 10 years is that there's something that I love about the small mom and pop, you know, smaller businesses all the way up to the big corporations is that all along the way, you're part of the concept to the creation, you know. I can help with graphic design. We can walk around the showroom, do something as small as a banner stand all the way up to a custom exhibit. We don't really have any sort of, you know, niche market or anything. We are all over the map.
But you help them, again, the small business to large, but you help try to guide, you know. For instance, I know a lot of times people will come to us and they'll even send us a graphic because we'll design a graphic, or if you have your own, that's fine too. But they'll come but they'll want to put a TV monitor on it. Well, they may not realize that once you put everything together, the TV monitor is going to cover up half of their text, you know, so that's obviously not going to work. But I feel like one thing that makes the Trade Group different is that we do take a consultative approach,
totally,
you know, from pre, during, and post show mm-hmm. to really try to make sure that their show, we're not just taking orders, but we're actually trying to help them have the most successful show as possible, whether it's sometimes it's even about flow, you know, how people are going to flow through the larger exhibits. What does that look like?
Yeah, I feel like that is, you're exactly right. It's definitely more consultative. We care just as much as you do about your show. We want you to succeed. And there's a lot of things that we see day to day that, you know, for example, you might hand me a brochure and what looks good on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper doesn't look good in a 10 by 20 space. And we've got artists on staff and we've got, you know, teams that will help, you know, maybe give you a little bit more of a generic backdrop and incorporate a monitor where your messaging is easy to change. So you don't have to purchase graphics for every single show. You are able to, you know, swap out that messaging in a cost-effective way and rent the exhibit versus purchasing it.
Right, right.
The OBBM Network supports local family business with television, radio, and podcast programming to grow your business, reach the masses, and educate the marketplace. Hey, if they don't know about you, they're overspending or underspending dangerously. If you're not using media, your industry competitors are. But don't you worry about a thing. Call 214-714-0495. OBBM is your secret weapon, saving you valuable time and effort to leapfrog right to the front of the content-hungry marketplace and make money at the same time. Get it done right the first time. You need a team. Let OBBM show you how to make money with media. 214-714-0495 today.
And the thing now these days is just because the show floor is so competitive is really trying to stand out on the show floor because you don't want to look like everyone else. You really want to have that attractor factor and stand out. Yeah. So what are some things that people can do to stand out?
I think right now what I've noticed a lot of the trends kind of pointing to, incorporating monitors, obviously, but backlighting. I feel like lighting right now is so hot. Everybody that comes in here, you know, is looking for something a little bit different. And to me, the lighting, the LED lit counters, the backlit fabric walls, incorporating edge lighting, I think that to me right now is kind of on trend.
And can you do that in a small pop-up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got super portable displays that are available for rent that have the backlighting. We can do little counters that are, you know, smaller that include the LED lighting within, all the way up to, you know, larger stuff as well.
Awesome. Okay. So there's options even for the small guy to really be able to stand out.
Yeah. I've yet to see a backlit banner stand, but that doesn't mean that it's not something we could do. But everything else, I feel like we're kind of headed in that direction. So right now we're sitting inside of a double deck. So mm-hmm. This is a two-story exhibit. Obviously, y'all can't see us, so we're sitting in this double deck exhibit, and so something like this, the average person is not going to throw in the back of their Suburban and drive to a show in San Antonio. But the trade group does offer kind of help along the way logistically, so we can coordinate freight for you. We've got supervisors that will travel with the exhibit, as well as partnerships all across the country with labor teams that specialize in our systems and building them and taking them down efficiently. We do pre-show calls with them to make sure that they're all on the same page. They, a lot of times, are part of the original build in our office, in our warehouse here in Carrollton. So they'll be the same guys that set it up and do the preview with you in our office are the guys who are down at the Gaylord Texan building it right there with you.
And does that apply for rental and purchase as well?
It does, yeah. Great. Absolutely.
Great. But you do also offer ones that are small that you can pack up in your trunk and head out.
Definitely. So we've got, you know, smaller banner stands to more modular, portable type displays that are FedExable or that you could put in the back of your truck. I personally could not. There's not a whole lot I would set up, but the average person, yes, I'm not that that handy myself. But something that definitely people could build on their own.
All right. That's awesome, Claire. Thank you so much for all your wonderful advice. 10 years. Congratulations. That's really awesome. Hopefully it'll be another 10 or 20, right? Anyway, all this information is available on the Offbeat Business app as well as the Apple Music podcast. You could also visit the trade group They have tours available for people to come in and have a 10,000 square foot showroom for people to touch and feel and see what they do. And we're also online as well, www.tradegroup.com. So thank you so much, Claire, and we look forward to seeing you again. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trade with Stephanie Chavez.
Now you're ready for a successful trade show or event. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trade with Stephanie Chavez on OBBM Network Podcast and Apple Podcasts and popular directories. Download the Offbeat Business app to get all Tricks of the Trade podcasts right in the palm of your hand. Each Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, discover how to have a successful event every time on Tricks of the Trade.